JJ, what do you attribute your kind of your step up this year to, you know, being a major factor in all five of these games so far?
I think that there's a lot of things. I mean, I worked extremely hard in the off season to make myself better as a player and as an athlete. Obviously, I'm playing in a great scheme with a lot of great players around me and a good defensive coordinator. I'm more confident. I go out on the field every game very confident in myself and my teammates, and just knowing that I have the ability to make the plays, and then obviously great players around me help make them.
JJ, what's the loss of Brian Cushing mean, and what did you think about the block?
It's a tough loss. I mean, you feel for Brian because of what our team means to him and what the game of football means to him and the type of guy he is. But it's now, I mean, it's time to step up. It's time to take my game to a new level, for our defense to take our game to a new level. And we're going to go out there and make up for his loss by playing extremely hard for him.
JJ, what did you think of the play, though? I'm sure you saw it on film. I know Clay Matthews tweeted about it. It was, what did you think?
I'll let the league sort that one out. I'm worried about the Packers.
JJ, why do you think you fit so well in the Wade Phillips system down there in Houston defensively?
I think he puts his players in position to have success. And that's all you can ask for as a player, is for your coach to give you opportunities, and then you need to go out there and take advantage of them. A guy can put you in any opportunity he wants, but you still have to go out there and make the plays. And when you put a combination of both the opportunity and the player together, it can provide greatness. And I think that's what Coach Phillips does down here.
Both your brothers are playing. How much of an eye do you still keep on Wisconsin football here in Wisconsin?
Every week I get updates from Pewaukee Pirate games, and I watch the Badger games every week if I can. So I'm all up in the Wisconsin football landscape.
Well, talk about fan support, though, because obviously you know what this entails back here, and that, you know, the Packers now, you know, could walk away with this 2-4. Do you get fan support? Do you think you'll be to be a traitor out of this thing?
No, I've had phenomenal fan support from the state of Wisconsin. I love the people there. I love the state of Wisconsin, and they've been unbelievable to me. And I think any other game of the year, they'll tell you that they're rooting for me. But I understand that you're a Packers fan in Wisconsin, and 99% of the state is going to be rooting for the Packers, and that's fine. But I also know there's a lot of people that are rooting for me and hoping I do well, so I appreciate those people, and I love that. And I love that state. There's unbelievable people there, and every time I go back, it's phenomenal. It will always be home.
JJ, how often do you get back? Do you get back for the bye week, or do you stay here during the off season? What do you do?
I'm back in the off season for about a month or two, if total, if you combine all my time back there. I'm back on the bye week, and this year I got a chance to go back for my brother's first high school football game and Derek's first Badger game this year. I got a chance to go back for just one day, so that was special for me.
When the Packers started on a strong run like this last year, Mike McCarthy was saying, let's just concentrate on getting to 10 wins and what it'll take to get in the postseason. What's Gary saying right now?
Just concentrate on getting the 6 wins. That's it for us. I mean, it's so cliche, I know. It's said so often, but we are just concentrating on going 1-0 this week.
Sometimes when people say a player's a hard-working guy or high-motor guy, it's not exactly a compliment, but why is it for you? Why is that your game?
I think it's a big compliment. You want to be known as a hard worker. You want to be known as a guy who goes all out every play. But what you don't want is for it to be an underhanded compliment. You don't want it to be one of those situations where, yeah, he's not the best athlete, he's not the most talented guy, but he works hard. I feel like I'm much more than just a hard worker, and I hope I'm known as more than just a hard worker. And I think if people turn on the film, they'll see that.
JJ, did you believe in your heart that during the draft, or at least the guys, that you were better than the guys at your position who were drafted ahead of you? Did you know that on draft day?
I think my philosophy is this. As a football player, I mean, as a man, you want to be the best at what you do, and to want to be the best and to be the best, you have to believe you're the best. So, of course, I think that I'm the best at what I do, and you have to think that. And the greatest players, the greatest athletes of all time have had the desire and the drive to do something that's never been done. And so that's what I'm striving for. I'm striving to do things that have never been done before, and the only way I can do that is through extreme hard work and dedication to my craft. And so that's what I do week in and week out.
How's Wade helped you out the most?
Oh, he's phenomenal. He's one of the best coaches in the game. He's such a smart defensive mind, and like I said, he puts me in a position to have success, and that's all I can ask for.
JJ, we've all watched you develop. Are you still learning the defensive end position? I know you're kind of a Johnny come lately to the position.
Yeah, I mean, there's always things you can learn, and so I'm definitely still honing my craft, and it's only my second year. I'm only 5 games into my second season, so I'm nowhere near as good as I'm going to get. I'm nowhere near playing my best football yet, so I'm really excited when I turn on the film and see that there's still things I can correct, and I'm really excited about the opportunities ahead of me and where my game can go.
But you do lead the league in sacks. Is that something you pay attention to at all?
It's something I see and something you notice, but it's not my goal to lead the league in sacks in week 5. It's my goal to lead the league in sacks at the end of the year. And so that's on my goal sheet, but obviously number one goal is to be holding up that trophy at the end of the year.
Given the rules, is sacking the quarterback in the NFL a challenge to keep up?
It is a little bit more difficult than you would think, but it's... You can't let the rules affect you. You can't let the rules affect how you play the game. You just have to go out there and play as hard as you can.
JJ, how do you get to be good at deflecting passes at the line of scrimmage, and how do you know that you're not going to get home so you have to revert to that?
A lot of practice. It's something I've worked on ever since college, and Charlie Partridge, my D-line coach at Wisconsin, worked on a lot with me, and now down here, Bill Kolar, we work on it every day. Just a lot of practice, and with practice you start to learn little intricacies about how to block balls and when a quarterback's going to throw them and where he's looking and stuff like that, but it's just a lot of practice.
How much did Charlie push that? Was that one of his big things?
That's definitely one of his points of emphasis. I'll say this about Charlie Partridge. He is one of the main reasons for my success. I mean, I can't thank him enough for what he did for me at Wisconsin, taking me from a tight end and then on the scout team, a guy not really knowing how to play the defensive end position, to where I am today. I only played 2 years, really, at defensive line there, if you don't count my scout team years. So what he was able to do with me to take me from a tight end to a first-round pick, I owe him so much, and I appreciate him.
JJ, how many guys are trying to cut you now? Do you see more of that to try to get you down on the ground on passing downs?
You see it a little bit, but you really don't see it a ton. And I think that you have to understand that you're giving up something if you're going to try and cut a guy. You're giving up your block, because if you don't get him cut, then he's got a free reign. And so I think people understand that, and it's a fine line you have to walk.
Why do you think more people just don't bat the ball down like that? I mean, is it tough to do, or is it something you've worked on?
Yeah, it's not exactly that easy. I mean, it may look like it's a little bit easy, but it's definitely not the easiest thing. It's a lot of skill, and there's definitely some luck involved, but it's not exactly the easiest thing in the world to do.
JJ, do you see it affecting how quarterbacks face you, though? Rodgers said yesterday that he doesn't think he's ever had a look off a defensive lineman before, but he may have to do that with you.
I don't know if they can consciously think about a defensive lineman's hands when they drop back to pass, but if they do, that's a good thing, because that means it's working, and that means I'm doing my job. That means I'm getting inside the quarterback's head, and that's the goal.
You've had, like, 3 picks off of your tip balls. Your team has. Is there any way you can consciously try and tip the ball up in the air, or are you just trying to bat it down?
No, now I've been kind of working on it a little bit, where if I can't catch it, I'm going to try and bat it up at least. But the one in the Jets game, I mean, I tipped it, but I had no conscious effort to try and tip that one to Bryce. That was just a little bit lucky. But the 2 in the Dolphins game that turned out to be interceptions, those were kind of tipped more up in the air and higher. If you angle your hands right, you can kind of kind of dictate where the ball goes, but it's still a crapshoot. I mean, it's definitely nothing I'm actually good at.
Are you gonna keep wagging your finger?
Of course. That's my tip ball celebration. I salute for sacks and I tip ball. I wag the finger.